you realise that the external world as we experienced it was constantly changing, and that we were constantly changing too. Our material form, our sensations, our mind, our consciousness, our character, all in perpetual flux. This realisation exposed a fundamental flaw in the Buddha's thinking. All efforts to identify a permanent self were futile, because a permanent or independent self did not exist.
When the Buddha is looking at how the process of his suffering was developing, he started looking at it very much like a doctor. And he starts looking at the cause, and he starts realizing that everything is fleeting, is changing. There's nothing that he can put his finger on as a cause, and starts realizing that actually the cause is the identification with an I. There's no such thing which you can just pinpoint at a certain point in time and say, oh, this is it. But it changes in the next moment. So I think that realization that everything is impermanent leads to the idea that permanently existing entity of a soul is a concept.
Just explain to me, because I can't quite get my head around this. What does it mean to have no self? What does he mean by that?